Great. Well, joining us right now on Breakthrough Entertainment is Alex Ross Perry, writer-director of the new comedy Listen Up, Philip. First of all, Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. In it, Jason Schwartzman plays an author who, while awaiting the publication of his second novel, feels pushed out of his adopted home city by the constant crowds and noise, a deteriorating relationship with his photographer girlfriend, played by Elizabeth Moss, and his own indifference to promoting the novel. However, when his idol, Jonathan Pryce, offers his isolated summer home as a refuge, he finally gets the peace and quiet to focus on his favorite subject, himself. Alex, the film's got this really distinct audiobook feel to it. There's a narrator, and not just a narrator, but it feels like an audiobook. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, you can get away with a lot of, additional information when you are using that device in any way. And kind of, from the very first scene where the narrator says, this is Philip and his ex-girlfriend Mona, they dated throughout a portion of college. Now, otherwise you have to listen to the characters explain basically to the audience what their relationship is to each other, which as a film viewer you always know is not the way the characters should be talking. You know that they're just talking so that you, the audience, knows who they are. So I wanted to try to make the whole thing play out so that, the dialogue was totally genuine throughout, and that the narrator is the one who sort of brings you up to speed on who these people are and what they're feeling at any given moment. And it was just, something I wanted to play around with, since a lot of my favorite films have it.
Okay, all right. Tell us, where did Philip and these other characters come from? Are they just figments of your imagination, or is there some truth to them?
I think the three main characters of Philip, I can actually all equally, incorporate little aspects of my personality and, of questions I have and kind of issues I was thinking a lot about at the time that I was writing the movie. And it was kind of a fun exercise to split those sides of myself up into these different characters and kind of see what happens when they're placed in opposition to one another.
Right. Well, but Philip in particular is a really difficult character. Do you think that he's likable?
I don't think that sort of like binary response to a human being, even a fictional one, gives anybody enough credit, to say I like or don't like. I think that people, even fictional, deserve a little bit more consideration than that. And it confuses me why we're at a point now where a lot of people are kind of not willing to go far enough with their investment in another human being that they would go any further beyond what they think of them other than I do or don't like them. I think that there's a complexity in Philip, as there is in Ike and Ashley, that supersedes whether or not people like him or don't like him. And I would hope that the conversation people would have isn't, do I like these people, but, what is it about these people? Who are these people? Not, do I like them? To me, the movie is full of unlikable characters, but they're all these kind of side characters that just pop in and out. Like, Philip's ex-girlfriend who never supported him and doesn't support him still, that's an unlikable character. This girl who, only wants to go out with him because he's successful, that is an unlikable way to act, I think. This other writer who is just lazy and doesn't take his profession very seriously and sits there doing the crossword puzzle when he's supposed to have a meeting, that's an unlikable character. These are all, fairly one-dimensional foils to the much richer and more complex characters that I think there's a lot more to say about than I do or don't like them. I mean, to me, like, if I were to turn on my television and watch a sitcom about, people who are just complacent and they don't speak their minds and they don't question what's happening and they take everything as it is and they think everything is just fine, that to me would be an unlikable character, because that is not a very deep or rich or interesting person to spend even 30 minutes of a sitcom with. Whereas if I see a guy like Philip and he's struggling internally and he's, affecting people around him and he's making curious decisions, bad decisions, good decisions, weird decisions, this is a character that I like because I want to just sit there and watch him and see what he does, and that's what I that's my litmus for liking or not liking a fictional character.
Makes sense. All right. And, you know, the role of Philip seemed to fit Jason Schwartzman like a glove. Did you have to do much to get him into character?
No, we got very lucky. I mean, you know, he was the sort of person that we really wanted, and we didn't know if we would possibly even consider ourselves lucky enough to maybe get him, but it just was such a perfect combination of performer and material that, you know, it's hard to tell even if, you know, for some people, if the role was written only for him or only after him and I decided to make a movie together, instead of what really happened, which is just that, you know, I never thought we'd be so lucky as to get him, and we got him. So, you know, I think he just responded to the idea of playing somebody like this, which, you know, speaks to the sort of roles that he tends to gravitate towards and the, you know, things he's interested in exploring as an actor, the sort of questions he wants to ask, you know, whenever it's, you know, becomes a fictional character for a few weeks at a time.
Awesome. All right. Did Listen Up, Philip teach you anything in particular about yourself?
I mean, this is my third movie, and I'd been to film school, and I learned more on this movie about what the job of a director actually is than I had in anything else I'd done combined, because from this one I was lucky enough to be working with, you know, incredibly talented actors who taught me not just about how to direct actors, but how to make a movie and how to sort of run a crew. You know, since my previous movies had crews of about five people, and getting to work on something where there's a whole army of resources and all these actors, you know, who have put their trust in somebody who's basically untested. I mean, sure, it's their third movie, but, you know, the other two were made for peanuts with their friends. So to have actors like that put their trust in me really was incredibly humbling and made me just want to do the best job that I possibly could so as to not disrespect that investment of faith that these people, who certainly could be doing anything else with their time, or, you know, if they choose, just take a few weeks off from making movies, if they want to come and make this movie, really, you know, made me feel very motivated to do the best job that I possibly could.
Great. Well, once again, thank you, writer-director Alex Ross Perry, for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We really look forward to having you on the show again soon, and wish you the best of luck with the release of Listen Up, Philip.
Thanks, man.